from Lake Barrington.
I personally think it's one of the top radio programs in the country.
Let's head back to North Pepper Road and the Tree Time Tree Trade-In Sale on 720 WGN.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Today's broadcast live from Tree Time, sponsored by Tree Time, of course, and Goodwill. This October, we want to remind you to drop off your artificial Christmas tree during the tree trade-in drive. You can help those in need in your community. Keep in mind, we also have a couple of Goodwill gift cards to give away, so you can register while you're here. Beautiful tablescape that was set up by Judy Pilak.
Stunning.
Our own
somebody's
going to
win
girl.
That, yep. Right? Yeah. A quick announcement. Bobby Slayton, who was here a little while ago. Did you get to see Bobby? Yeah. Bobby said he tried the Lou Malnati's pizza and it was insanely good. He just wanted that to be known.
He did come up and say that.
Yeah.
He said his problem with pizza is it has to be piping hot. It's pretty piping hot.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. And you're all enjoying it as well. Good. Very, very good. Look who's here, everybody. It's Joe and Lori Kane, the owners of Tree Time Christmas Creations. Hi, guys. Great to see you both.
Thanks. Thanks for having us. And thanks for coming.
I got to tell you, we come out here every year, and sometimes I make another trip out here. It is a destination. You come here, you look around. How do you get it to honestly look different every year? How do you do that?
We have a great team of people that work
with us. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
And actually, they start now to scheme the ideas for the following year. Mm-hmm. We're already doing product designs and stuff for the next year. And so it takes 15 months to make it look this way a year later.
Amazing.
And we go to some of the beautiful showrooms all over the world. So we go to a beautiful showroom in Europe, and we go to Atlanta. We go to all the trade shows, and we take the ideas from all those designers.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They inspire us, and we kind of pick and choose which ones we want.
Do they celebrate Christmas? Is it as crazy as we celebrate here in the States that they do in Europe? I mean, is it as popular? I like to think we are the most excited about Christmas here
Depends
in the United
on where
States.
You are.
They're very excited about it, but they kind of do it in a different way.
Yeah.
So we go like by Germany and Amsterdam, and they do the outdoor like outdoor markets, and they celebrate kind of more as a holiday and less as decorations.
Oh, really? It's more solemn there? Would you say that or not?
Decoration's the best part of Christmas, I gotta tell you. Yeah. Who doesn't love lights?
That's right.
Built an older tradition, really.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you come here to look for what's different every year.
Right.
But in Europe, a lot more of it is based truly in traditional feel of Christmas with a little spark of,
sure.
of new. Whereas here, it's all about what's new.
Yeah. What are the innovations that are taking place this year that you haven't seen in
what
previous years?
What is new?
What is new? Actually, one of the neat new things that we've done this year is, you know, we sell artificial Christmas trees and a lot of them. But we have a lot of our customer base that is live trees. And they come in and they're like, you know, we really would love to have a tree that looks like this, but we're doing the live thing. We're cutting it down. It's a family tradition.
Blah, blah, blah. That is just a big pain in the butt. I'm sorry.
We've tried to make it easier because now with all the cool lights, you know, everybody owns 100 strands of bad lights that they put on those real trees,
sure.
and it looks haphazard.
Yeah.
We've actually designed a light set this year that is designed to go on a real tree that is color change LED that you can completely string properly onto your tree.
The LED lights have changed quite a bit. I mean, there are some that you look and you can totally see the weird glow, but
they're getting beautiful.
Yes, they are.
We've worked really hard on that, and that's actually one of the problems we have in dealing with the light factories a little bit is we are so persnickety about what we want in our colors that they're like, oh, well, your run's going to be a special run. You know, you have to get it all in the right timing. It adds some challenge to being Tree Time because we are very picky about how we want that to be.
I know this is inside information, but what technically is done to a light to make it seem more like the lights of old and not an LED glow that just looks so artificial until recently?
Yeah, you know, in the past, what they were doing is taking a white LED, just a standard, and they were trying to govern the color of that white LED. And they're typically, if you think about the ones that you had in your home originally, they were bright white and blue.
Yeah.
So the early lights were blue lights when they were intended to be clear lights.
Oh.
So now what we've done is we're doping the materials different. The actual silicon is being doped for color in different ways, and we can grade them better. And the epoxy fills over top of them are now being used to guide the colors the way you
that
want
That was
them
my more. Guess, Joe. Yep. That's exactly what my guess
was. I knew it was the epoxy, right?
I thought it was the epoxy.
It is. It's all about the epoxy.
It is.
We've known you a long time. We've loved it here at Tree Time, and we'll continue to do so. How did you guys get started selling artificial Christmas trees? and more.
Yeah, Lori always put points to me at this one.
His fault. He did it.
You know, we're entrepreneurs. We've been doing businesses around the area for a long time. And we had a tenant that was a Christmas company that was here at one time, and they had some struggles and ended up going away. But at that time, it was the time in our world when the recession was bad,
yeah,
and commercial real estate trailed the residential real estate market, and it was a couple of years after the big fall.
Yeah.
And what happened was there was nobody to rent a building, and we had the history around us, and we had actually gotten involved in that company to try to help them out as entrepreneurs. We had the business background.
Mm-hmm.
So we hired on a couple of key folks from there and said, hey, we need something in the building. Let's put a Christmas company in the building.
How long ago was that?
8 years?
Yeah, this is our 8th Christmas.
Lori thinks it's 18. But
it's 8. It's only 8. But the novel idea of having part of the building be a warehouse and the other part being a showroom,
mm-hmm,
that you don't see that every day, and you guys pull off both sides really well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's actually really exciting to have somebody drive up to this space. They see a car with a tree on top of it outside, and there's something weird's going on in there, you know?
Yeah.
And they pull back into the parking lot and walk in, and I love sitting there working registers on certain days when it's busy, and little kids are coming in. It's people literally walk in and just go, wow.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm here every year and then some, and I still do it.
Yeah.
Everybody says it's such a hidden treasure, and that is the most fun, is when people come in and they're so surprised,
sure,
and everybody's worked to create. We want to be a destination. We want to have you come in and get in the Christmas spirit and just be happy.
Yeah, it works.
And people think that Wendy just says that because she's working. And No. Wendy comes back. She comes back and, you know, to do other stuff and buy Christmas presents for kids and friends and stuff. And every time she walks in, she's...
Same thing.
Yeah, I see it in her face. It's legit. You know?
And, you know, when I picked out a Christmas tree, you hear artificial Christmas tree and you think they all look the same. Mm. Look around. They do not all look the same. Sometimes you have a tall area to fill in. Sometimes you have a wide area to fill in.
Yep.
And I was going back and forth between two trees for hours. I really was.
Yeah. And that's a common reality here. Folks come in, they look, they change their mind, they go home, they measure, can I really fit that bigger tree, or, you know, what can I make happen?
Sure.
What's good advice if you are coming out here to get a tree? You should measure the space.
Measure your space first.
I didn't do that first.
Thing. Have you had people return a tree because they went, we were sure this would fit in our living room, but it's too big?
I actually, didn't Dean return his tree because
it
was too
big?
Did he?
Yeah.
Tell it.
Not for air, of course, not for air, but Dean Richards did that?
Yeah. He's very picky.
So Dean came in, he fell in love with a beautiful tree, and he said, I think I can make it work, and a week later, I need a smaller tree.
Did Dean Richards' tree look like Billy Joel's tree?
Because Dean looks like Billy Joel.
He looks just like Billy Joel.
Well, when we sell Billy a tree, I'll let you know.
All right.
All right, so it does look different this year from last year. You still have the beautiful lights, the beautiful displays. What's different this year from last year? Is there a different color scheme going on?
We are having a lot of people really enjoy the color schemes that kind of match the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one that has a really beautiful kind of deep blue navy in it, and it's mixed with like winter wonderland, and people really like that look. We have another one that has some black in it.
Yeah,
I like that.
And I think it turned out really cool. Another one that's mixed metals that has both silver and gold.
Go ahead, Bill, sing it.
So the sophisticated looks are getting a lot of people liking them this year.
When you're playing off a room color, are you playing into the tree or the ornaments or the lights or a combination of everything?
We're playing with a combination of everything.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that we're showing people is you don't need, like, let's say your room for our blue tree. What we tried to show you is you don't have to start all over. So you can take your existing ornaments and things and just add a touch of like blue ribbon and maybe one or two blue ornaments, and all of a sudden your tree has a whole new look.
Sure.
And you haven't started all over.
Yeah,
so
that's
one of the things we're working with, is how to kind of transform your tree to match.
And think about the olden days of decorating. You'd put the Christmas tree up. A lot of people had the silver trees, which are pretty cool. They had a tree with that rotating record album underneath.
The wheel.
The color wheel.
That changed different colors. And I don't know, and it was cool and it was amazing, and I'm thinking back and it was a great childhood memory, but it was really kind of an eyesore. It was really just this, there's the tree, like blinking neon lights.
You know what you need to see?
Lights.
They have one. There's a silver tinsel tree up here that's stunning. stunning. It's just beautiful.
But I mean,
beautiful.
You can make it so it does blend into the room, and it definitely stands out, but it's not just like, hey, look at me, I'm the Christmas tree.
Right, right.
Well, and there's so many other pieces that we can do that are not just on the tree itself. You know, you can extend this to your mantle, to your front door. So you can still even tie it all together so it isn't that silver tree in the corner kind of
thing. Right. Tell people, are there special holiday hours, Joe and Lori? Because the season kicks up now.
All the time.
Starting now, all the time, nonstop.
You play elf and stay overnight.
It's 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. You come down in a little industrial way, and you don't know where to go. Look for that old car. What car is that? What kind of car is that?
You know, we still don't know what that is.
But we'd like a shout-out to Randy for giving it to us.
It is a cool, old-style car with a Christmas tree on top. And it's a Thunderbird. It is a Thunderbird?
Yeah.
I just know it's a cool, kick-ass antique red car with a tree on top of it. That's where you turn in. And I just when I walked in again today, I don't know who was at the register, but I did the same thing. Like, wow, your eyes just take you to the ceiling and all over the place. You've done such a great job.
Yeah, Cassie
yet again.
Staff have done a great job.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Together. But seriously, for hours,
yes.
We are open every day until Thanksgiving. So mm-hmm. we're open 10 to 5 on the weekends and 10 to 6 every weekday.
Right.
And then we'll close down on Thanksgiving Day and open back up on Black Friday and go at it.
Perfect. It's always beautiful here, and we always love coming out here. So, Joe and Lori, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
We really appreciate you guys coming. Thank
Good.
You.
Treetime.com. Everything Christmas. Treetime.com.
That was beautiful. Joe and Lori.